witnesses talk about blood, sperm, eggs being removed from their bodies.
It's very possible that an alien intelligence is tinkering with our DNA to try to make us more compatible to them. And that perhaps one day, the two species will unite. And they will no longer be our gods, but we will be their equals.
If aliens are using these microbes to make us more like them, then obviously we're going to start to show signs of that sort of genetic, physical evolution. In other words, our testosterone levels should go down. We're going to become more frail, probably going to become more androgynous. Our intelligence is going to be spiked.
Some point out that these changes are happening already.
There are trends in the evolution of human beings right now. Sperm counts are going down. Sperm counts are going down, by the way, as the world's population is crashing through 8 billion to 10 billion.
Maybe we become more like the aliens, and perhaps that means that we're actually more compatible with them genetically if that path is the one that's laid out. So you could actually look at the development of higher intelligence as, again, kind of a genetic Trojan horse that eventually leads us to a point where it's far easier for us to be crossed genetically with alien species.
Could human beings be the subjects of an ingenious bioengineering project conducted by extraterrestrials?
All right, I'm going to keep it short today. I'm going to keep it short today because I'm going to tell you why I am working on large projects right now. I've got shows on shows on shows. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, we're going to catch up a little bit of housekeeping. We're going to talk a little bit about nihilism and the Storm Area 51 event. The clip you heard at the beginning, that was from Ancient Aliens. The Ancient Aliens show, of course, always pushing the New Age agenda, pushing the concept that aliens are the gods, that we need to follow in their web-like footsteps. It's all a lie. At least that's what I think it is at this current state that I'm in of research. Because there in the clip, they talk about, this is from the new season, they're talking about evolving man into the new gods and how, you know, and they talk about the sperm counts going down. Well, the sperm count isn't going down because of aliens. It's going down because of the saturation of EMF radiation in our environment. I talked about that on the 5G show. Go listen to that. That's a good one. The decreased testosterone isn't because the aliens want to make us androgynous entities like them. It's because big food. It's because of big food, big pharma. They're all in on it. They push all these weird chemicals into our food and our food systems, like the cans and the jars and all the weird stuff they do to process the food. They're endocrine disruptors. Pushing estrogen and, you know, the soy agenda could be part of this when you look at the meat alternatives coming out. You've got the Impossible Burgers, which are laced with soy protein. And then you've got Beyond Meat, which is actually pea protein. That is a more, I don't know if sustainable is the right word. That's a better protein than the Impossible Meat soy protein, because the soy from all these soy products, it's endocrine disrupting, it's increasing estrogen levels. So that is why the men have decreased testosterone. A, because that's part of the natural life cycle of mankind here, but B, the food system, it's not the aliens. These capitalists are polluting our bodies and the environment. It is not alien evolution. The capitalists behind Ancient Aliens at Prometheus Entertainment might want you to think that, to get you off the trail. No, I don't know. I've been listening to a book about Charles Manson. A new Manson book dropped. And in the book, there's a whole section on the the 60s liberal shutdown. So that's why I'm speaking in such terms about capitalist pigs and stuff. Capitalism gave us the best country in the world right now, okay? However, you'd be foolish to think there wasn't a coordinated agenda to shut down leftist movements. That is what COINTELPRO was. That's what chaos was. These were systems meant to shut down the left-wing movement. And look, I'm not saying that communism is great. That book is by Tom O'Neill, by the way. It's called Chaos. And I'm only halfway through it, but I believe he, through his research, connects Charles Manson to these movements, to these programs. Because the ultimate goal was to disrupt the left wing at any means necessary. By any means necessary, excuse me. That is what the congressional investigations found. Because it was so secretive that they kept it from the American public and Congress. Anyway. Over in London, there's an event coming up. And you can hear Mark Devlin present a lecture, as well as many other spectacular presenters. If you look up Awake and Aware Holidays, you can learn more about it. There was this concept between Professor Gloria Moss, whom I was in contact with. I was considering doing a lecture there. I don't know if it's going to make it on my... I don't think my schedule is going to allow it. It's this December 2019. To be specific, on December 14th and 15th in Hertfordshire, you can have speakers. They're talking about the London Cabal plotting World War I, Hollow Earth, Knights Templar, Beatles and the Occult, and the real identity of Paul McCartney, Edith Cavell, true identity of Shakespeare, Titanic, the true purpose of the Dead Sea in Qumran, and looking at photos of the moon. You know, I like that. And then in the spring, they're also doing a tour of the island of Malta, where the Nephilim human-alien hybrids may have come from. So check that out. Awake and Aware Holidays. Check out the website. I believe it's actually awakeandawareholidays.wixsite.com. But you can hit me up, too, on the socials. I can slide you the link. But I did want to shout them out, especially because Mark Devlin's been on the show a couple times. He wrote a couple books about these subjects, about the Illuminate agenda in the music industry. Fascinating stuff. Also, a couple quick shout outs. Jamie Valentine, Syndergaarden, check it out. It's, she's a fan of the show. Has this cool music. It sounds like Crystal Castles meets Bjork. So if you like electronic music, check it out. Syndergaarden with a C. And shout out Tammy for the pen. Much appreciated. Tammy sent me a pen for, she's a flight nurse. So now I can write in the dark in the movie theater. No more scribbling on a pad in the dark and getting yelled at by other moviegoers for making a scene. Also, here's another little more housekeeping. I don't know that I can keep using my Stay Woke sign off. Because, as it turns out, in the great state of Utah in which I currently reside, there was some vandalism that occurred, and someone spray painted a swastika and it said, "Stay woke." I obviously do not condone that, did not support it, and of course did not do the actual crime there. But I don't know, is that what's happening? Are they co-opting that term? You know, I say it half jokingly because that's a thing that the conspiracy community uses, is the woke term. So just to tease it out, I've got another new sign off. I like to mix it up every now and then anyways. I liked Stay Woke. It was good while it lasted. But I'm gonna just drop the new one. I'm gonna drop it today. Get ready for it. Bernie Sanders, he was on Joe Rogan. If you like the Bro Rogan podcast, check out the one with Bernie Sanders. Cause at the very end, Joe Rogan, who's the greatest interviewer of all time, greatest podcast of all time, is Joe Rogan. He interviews Bernie and asks him at the end about the aliens. And Bernie kind of says, "Okay, yeah, if I find out about aliens, I'll let you know." And he says, "I'll let you know on Joe Rogan show. Isn't that great? What a guy. What a guy. There is an article on Pathios.com where it, and I retweeted this. You can check it out on my Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. The article is called Bad Bunny's New Religion, Optimistic Nihilism in Pop Music, Part 1. It's a three-part article by Stephen Arubato, and it goes into this Latino artist known as Bad Bunny. And if you recall, I talked about Bad Bunny on the 2019 AMAs breakdown because he came out and he had that all-seeing eye on his third eye on the pineal gland, which of course is a reference, a symbolic reference to his enlightenment and understanding of the occult ways. He has opened his third eye. Someone straightened out his kundalini. Someone got his kundalini straightened out and blew out his back up to his brain. And now his third eye is opened. He is awakened. He is an enlightened initiate. Or he just did it to be, I don't know what, controversial? Is that a controversial thing to do now? But in the article, it talks about nihilism, which comes up often in this line of research. I'm going to read you a quick, I'm going to tease you with two paragraphs from it that I found particularly interesting. The whole article is a good read. Check it out. But it says, let's assume that there's no God, that life really is meaningless, and that no matter how much we distract ourselves, that dark cloud of sadness, that sense of emptiness, will continue to rear its ugly head. If existence is really so empty, then the only logical solution is to not exist. Now, let me pause for a minute and tell you what I'm getting at here. So what that is talking about is talking about the philosophy of nihilism, popularized by Friedrich Nietzsche. I don't think he invented it per se, but he popularized it. He's the one that came up with the phrase, God is dead. And of course, he went insane, as many of these people do. But he went insane. And that's what it's saying. It says the only logical solution to nihilism is to not exist because there's no meaning to anything. Life is empty and meaningless. And here's my thing. Even if all this was right, even if the atheism stuff is right and correct, isn't that an awful way to live? Because I understand it. Like, I'm more agnostic than most Christians in the sense that, like, I get how people think there is no God, that the Bible and Christianity is this big rigged control system. Like, I get it. I see it. I know what you mean. But the fairy tale is so much more fun to live in, isn't it? So the article goes on. Unfortunately, more and more young people are going down this route, as witnessed by the disturbing increase in suicide rates. The theme of suicide never shows up explicitly in Bad Bunny's lyrics, but has appeared in the music of several other popular singers, XXXTentacion and Billie Eilish, who, by the way, are both artists I've covered in depth. And it all started out with like this sort of emo movement in the music that happened in the 2000s. And I'll bet 20 years from now, we find out that the CIA and the FBI co-opted that whole thing for whatever reason, maybe to sell opiates. I don't know. I mean, the opiate epidemic kicked off in the 2000s. The music was definitely taking on a real emo suicide tone in the 2000s. And we know through like Project Mockingbird that this is something that the CIA has done in the past. They do this secret-y stuff to manipulate the masses through entertainment. It's very obvious. It's very clear. Now here in this last paragraph is where the theory goes to another level that we need to talk about. Because it previously was talking about different routes in this philosophy of thinking. It says, the last route synthesizes the previous three. Occult spirituality acknowledges that there is something beyond this earthly realm. So what it's saying here is nihilism kind of says, hey, there's nothing out there. Go kill yourself. but then another route is, hey, Christianity and the big three, the big religions, the Abrahamic religions are all wrong. you should be into Wicca or worship the devil. And here it's saying that there's the new attitude is, okay, God and Christianity and the big three religions, they're all wrong and they're control systems. But I don't want to say that there's nothing supernatural or metaphysical in this world because I'm a spiritual person. How many times do you hear that? I'm a spiritual person. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. That is the third and last route. Occult spirituality. It says here, cuspers, and when they say cusper, they're referring to the mix between the generations there, like the millennials and the Gen Z or the Gen I or whatever it is, whatever they want to call it. It says cuspers are likely attracted to the occult for the same reason they are interested in traditional religion. Hang on, let me read that again. I didn't grasp that either. Cuspers are likely attracted to the occult for the same reason they are interested in traditional religion. It fills in the cracks left open by the age of disenchantment. But rather than seeking to obey the spiritual order of reality and nature, the occult attempts to harness spiritual forces and use them for selfish reasons. Traditional religions teach that we ought to conform our lives to God's will. The occult teaches that reality can be conformed to fit our own will, and that supernatural powers can aid us in this endeavor. And is that not what we see? It's always pushing ritual magic. That's what all these shows are telling the kids. Harry Potter, The Magicians, The Order, and there's many more. All these things are pushing the idea of ritual magic and these sort of witchcrafty things, because it's saying that, because in the one sense, the one viewpoint on the nihilism argument is, hey, there's nothing after this life. You might as well just enjoy this life for what it is. YOLO, live for now. That's the Pepsi campaign, which I'm going to tease you here. I got a Kardashian analysis coming up real soon. That's in fact what I've been working on. And Kendall Kardashian was on that infamous 2017 Pepsi Live For Now commercial where they had the Black Lives Matter stuff, if you recall all that. But the Live For Now stuff and the YOLO stuff, that all supports the nihilistic viewpoints of, hey, there's no such thing as God. When you die, you just go into the earth and disintegrate. You might as well have a good time whilst you're here. Do what thou'st will, Aleister Crowley said. Follow your universal guidance or whatever you want to call it. But the traditional religions are abandoned in this new occult spirituality. And again, I say it every time because I don't know how far along your journey you are with me on this podcast or in my books. I don't choose sides here. Oh, I do choose sides. Like I always veer toward the Christian side. But, like, I get it. I get why people are enticed by these things. You know? I want to sleep in on Sunday, too. I want to do what thou wilt, too. I'm not saying that that's the wrong way to live and you shouldn't do it. For me, it's not. I think there's a manipulation behind all of this. I think the devil himself is doing this stuff. Because they're talking about making, because when you get deep into the occult, they talk about making contact with these entities and these spirits, making the Faustian bargains. And to me, I think it's all trickery. I think there's something beyond this life. I think our spirits, our souls, do something after we die. And I'm trying to hedge my bets. But yeah, the occult teaches that reality will be conformed to our own will. That's what the supposedly selfish millennials, they're always worried about themselves, right? That's what we're told. And they use ritual magic to conform the universe to their will because it's all about them. Me, me, me. That's at least what the media wants to portray. And I don't know if that's an accurate portrayal or not. I think every generation, people change, attitudes change, that's how it goes. And maybe they're more selfish than previous generations, perhaps. I think every generation, we get a little softer, That there's no doubt there. You know, I'm of a much softer generation than my father's generation. Right or wrong, you know, I'm a little more empathetic. And anyways, the talk about supernatural powers aiding in the endeavor. Again, it's all about getting these kids to be interested in the occult, making contact with these entities to gain whatever, fill in the blank. But to me, I think it leads down the wrong path. But yeah, check that article out on Pathios.com about Bad Bunny nihilism. Okay. Finally, update on the Facebook Storm Area 51 PSYOP. And it came to a fitting end, thank God. Well, it did, and then it came back. Because in the time between me writing the notes down and me actually recording the show, it flip-flopped again already. But at one point, Facebook took down the page. Very appropriate for violating community standards. I know this very well. They do it to me all the time. That's why I don't mess with Facebook anymore. In fact, even Instagram started hassling me. I upload a little video clip, and they take it right down. And the event creator, Matthew Roberts, posted the screenshot saying that it was taken down because the event went against Facebook community standards. He said, "I never got any reason behind the event being removed. I created a sister event which amassed about 15,000 people before being taken down for no reason." Because it turns out he's trying to make an actual festival on that day. You know, he's trying to cash this thing in. A lot of people signed up for it. I think he's going to be very sad when no one shows up. I mean, I've been out there. I've been out to Rachel, Nevada, as you saw on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/IsaacWiseHub. I did a little documentary about it out there. It ain't an easy trip out there. I think from Vegas, it's like, oh boy, don't quote me on this, 3 hours, give or take. And there's nothing out there. So I think most people, I think the 2 million people that signed up for this nonsense, nobody's showing up. Sorry, bro. Don't spend too much money. Don't invest too much. But apparently, Facebook actually put it back on, is what I've been told. Did I say finally already? Did I imply that was my final take on what I would talk about today? Lies. Fake news. I fake newsed you. I got one more thing, and I'm excited about it. Liam Gallagher from Oasis. A few months ago, if you recall, I talked about him on my show. He had an interesting quote because he's got some documentary video out. He says, "Whether it's aliens or spirits, but we were going to be in this world-famous band, someone was making plans." He was talking about how Oasis was destined for greatness because the alien overlords apparently wanted it to be so, okay? And I found that very interesting. But he said something else. Get this. Tell me Ancient Aliens hasn't filled his head with nonsense. "Aliens are probably angels or God or whatever. I do believe that it's not all down to us and that there's something else going on. The door is ajar on that church when it comes to God. I'm sitting on the fence on that one, but I do believe in the science side of things." So there you go. Science fiction, creating real science fact, creating the aliens, something we've got zero proof of, just a lot of shamey scientists telling us you're stupid if you don't think there's life out there. That's the argument you'll hear. "Oh, it's impossible. You're naive. You're an idiot if you don't think there's alien life out there. There's a billion, million planets and a billion, million suns." And yeah, I guess, right? I'm not a flat earther. Sure, I see all those planets and lights in the sky. And maybe there's aliens out there. I'm just saying they're interdimensional. And I think Liam might actually be kind of correct. He says aliens are probably angels or God or whatever. They're interdimensional, I think. I don't think they're living on some other planet. I think they're living in some other dimension. And of course, I'm working on the book to put a fine point on that tip, because it's a very convoluted subject. Very confusing. There's a lot of different sources to go through. Jacques Vallée, if you read D.W. Paluska's book on this subject, it's very interesting, called Cosmic American. Tom DeLonge with his latest trickery, his To the Stars Academy. It's all coalescing. That is the future. That is where we're going. They are going to make us believe aliens are the new gods. That's going to be the new religion. Yet the proof will not exist, much like they claim of Jesus Christ and God in the Bible. It takes faith. Well, you can put your faith in the aliens. That's what they're thinking. That's where they want to lead you. Are they right? I don't think so. I think anything that you saw in science fiction 60, 70 years ago, they've been using the science fiction to plant the idea into the subconscious and then refining technology to try to make it so. You show us a million movies on aliens. Well, that seems pretty plausible now. Whereas 20, 30 years ago, not so much. You were crazy back then. You've heard me rant about this. Now, I'm going to wrap this up with, and I'm going to tell you why I have such a short show this week, because I've got a big analysis on the Kardashian family coming up. So stay tuned for that. Stay subscribed for that. And I'm working on a big Illuminati bloodline analysis for you. All these were on the Patreon request feed from May 2019. If you want to join the team, there's plenty of room. I've got 1,000 seats on the mothership. We're approaching 300 seats full. It's time for you to join. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher gets you there. Get the free copy of The Dark Path. No commercials, early access, all the things, all the greatest things I've already told you about. So stay tuned for those new shows. They'll be dropping real soon. And until next time, keep watching.